Local dairy farmers are watching fluid milk prices closely in mid-April. The NASDAQ futures for fluid milk are up by a dollar per hundredweight in the last 2 weeks, which is causing a bit of optimism on dairy farms. With that said, however, milk prices are still well below where they were a year ago this week. The Virginia Beef Expo gets underway later this week at the Rockingham County Fairgrounds. On Thursday, a presentation will be made concerning the outlook for the Virginia cattle industry. There'll also be a youth tractor driving contest on Thursday. On Friday, we'll have multiple cattle breed sales, including Angus, Hereford, and Simmental. And then on Saturday, there will be numerous youth cattle shows in the Farm Credit Show Ring. That's the Virginia Beef Expo coming up this weekend at the Rockingham County Fairgrounds. Well, farmers with a disability have a great resource available through the U.S. Department of Agriculture and a program called AgriBility. It allows farmers to continue farming even though they do have a disability. That's according to Brad Ryan of the National Institute of Food and Agriculture.
The program does provide a lot of different services, and it's a range of things that take place in the agricultural setting that they would need some help with trying to figure out how they're going to do that and accomplish those tasks.
Ryan says the program is supported at both the federal and state levels, and that's an important partnership.
What you'll do is you'll have the agricultural extension people whose primary background is in everything related to agricultural production, and then they'll work with a nonprofit disability which has a strong background in accommodating disabilities in agriculture.
Brad Rain with the National Institute of Food and Agriculture. If you'd like to get additional information about the USDA program called AgriBility, just call your local office of Cooperative Extension. For News Talk 92.1 and 550 WSVA, I'm Ish.